Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 356, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island and sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Mike?
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. Happy New Year, 2021. Yeah.
Happy New Year, pods.
You ready? You got to put some of the memes. We made it.
Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah, hindsight.
What other memes do we have?
Oh, like just we survived 2020. Can't be any worse, right? 2021.
Mm-hmm.
You're already seeing the miserable people out there, right? Online.
They're
like, don't worry. This year's going to be worse. I'm like, oh, good.
It's like, I love the optimistic people, don't you?
Oh, it's so miserable. You go on like Twitter and they're like, for all the people expected 2021 to be better, you better get your thoughts in check because it's going to be a lot worse. Like, oh, okay. Well, that's good.
The thing is, it's like they enjoy it.
Oh, exactly.
They I saw this one, like they found like this wacko professor, right? Mm. And
because she teaches at an Ivy League school, so she has credentials.
She's predicting we're not going to be at herd immunity for 10 years. I mean, that's optimistic right there, pods. We're going to be sitting in our basements for another 10 years. I mean, yeah. And they like it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because why else would you push this out? Like, if I read that, I'd be depressed and sad and delete it, you know?
10 years for her.
10 years, Bill.
Well, I mean, at the rate they're administering this vaccine, that could be accurate, though. Now you're seeing all the stories about that, right?
Wow. Oh,
like, oh, the vaccine, there's 5 million doses have been distributed, but only 200,000 have been administered. It's like, well,
60% of people don't want to take it. There's a guy in Wisconsin who sabotaged, what, like 500 of them?
Yeah, well, it was like 50 vials, but I guess there's 50. 10 doses in each vial or something. Yeah, I did see that, too.
Yeah, he's got to be one of the anti-vaxxers who's going to save the world by destroying a few vials of...
I'm ready. Give it to me. Put it right in this arm. I'm good to go.
My next door neighbor got hers. She's a ICU nurse at Sarasota Memorial.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently she just had a headache.
That's what I heard. There was actually an article I read on Yahoo, and like it gave an anecdote of somebody from Cranston. Mm-hmm. That was like the first person, and it was a doctor in a hospital, and she had like a headache for like a day, she said.
Yeah, she had a headache. The guy I play with Doc today, he's a doctor at Sarasota Memorial. He said he had no effects, and his girlfriend's a nurse at Sarasota Memorial, and she had a headache. So
yeah.
Two out of the three people interviewed by Hurley Enterprises reported headaches after their vaccine.
So we'll see. I think Sarah's in line to get it next week, I believe. So we'll see how that goes. Then I was told by my company I'm essential. We didn't close down for 1 second during this whole thing, and I'm going to be way at the back of the line.
Oh, you're toast, pods.
I might get it next April if I'm lucky.
You and I are going to be in our basements for at least another 9 months, right?
I guess. I mean, I was told I was essential. I don't know. Me and the guys at Stop and Shop bagging groceries, they're like, hey, get the hell out there. We don't care about you. They're in the back of the line, too.
Yeah, they are, too.
It's like you're essential until it becomes, and then all the pretty people get it first.
Well, have you noticed too? You have your glamorous essentials and then your scumbag essentials. Like,
yeah, I'm like, we all have the scumbag essential.
Grocery workers, we all give standing ovations, and I'm not taking anything away from them. Like, God bless you guys all worked during the pandemic, but it's like you're the guy, the fertilizer salesman. Oh, no, 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 no.
Back of the line, buddy. Get the hell out. My favorite thing in like April when people would come into the store and they'd be like, why are you open? And I said, well, we're essential. How are you essential? I was like, well, why are you here then? You just came on a whim? Like, you left your house in the middle of a pandemic to come here and not expect me to be open? Like, I don't know, whatever. We serve an important purpose, Bill. What would you do without
fertilizer?
Landscape products. World would stop turning. I'm more essential now than I was in April, though. I sell ice melt, so that's pretty essential.
Do you move a lot of that?
If it snows, yeah. The nice thing with that is everyone picks up just pallets at a time, so I don't have to worry about hucking bags into the back.
So is now the time where you're just typically sitting in your chair, just staring at your computer?
Pretty much, yeah.
You don't have to pretend to be doing anything, do you?
I mean, I was by myself this last week, so I didn't really have to pretend anything.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean,
like if the GM comes in, you don't jump out with like the broom and start sweeping.
Nah,
do you?
No, it's not. We're pretty laid back on that. Oh, hey, oh yeah, I was just taking. I was just 5 minutes.
Just cleaning up the computer screen here, Pets.
You see, my screen has the screensaver going on. I haven't touched the mouse in 25 minutes. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say when we were in corporate America, we were all like trying to figure out ways so that like when our boss walked by, he didn't see us like playing games and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we'd all have like the Excel
spreadsheet, yeah.
But the tints and all that stuff. Oh, so like you had to stand like straight. Oh, like, and then we also had the rear view mirrors.
Oh, so you could see them coming.
So we could. the rear view mirrors and a tinted screen.
Just think if you use that kind of ingenuity to actually get work done,
right?
How good you would have been.
There was this website. It was candystand.com. And they had the greatest games. They had like a neighborhood wiffle ball, one-on-one wiffle ball, and you could throw some big hooks. And then they had the one where you kick field goals, you know, 87 yards. They had so many cool games. Like on
throwing
this.
The garbage in the trash cans and stuff.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I go into DeVorney's. Hey, Bill, what do you play? I'm playing wiffle ball. What about I'm kicking field goals?
Well, it's like with the March Madness. Remember, like you could watch the games on the TV, and it has the boss button, and when you click it, it changes. Oh, you never saw that?
No.
Like if you're on the website, it's the March. You're watching the games, and there's a thing in the top corner that says "boss button." You hit the boss button, it turns your screen into an Excel spreadsheet.
So you pretty much would you would have like your arrow right on that. So you
on
just,
the boss button, yeah.
And then as soon as you just tapped your mouse, and
yeah, exactly. Right over. That's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, technology's great, isn't it?
It was pretty warm here today. It was 50 degrees, Bill, which is nice for January in Rhode Island. And I threw my clubs in the back of the car and went to the driving range and I said, sorry, folks, park's closed.
The moose out front should have told you.
Yeah.
Where do you go? Do you go where you hit off mats?
Yeah. I mean, it's literally a minute from my house. So I was just going to go over there, hit a bucket of balls. Be gone for an hour.
They don't have the one still on Route 4. That's the one I used to go to when I was a kid.
No, Fiddlesticks? That's Fiddlesticks, the stuff in
shop now. Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's been gone for probably...
So do they have range memberships here, or do you just buy...
You can buy... They have, like, a punch card. You can get, like, 15 buckets for the price of, like, 12 or something.
So you must do that, right?
I didn't hit that many. They have a nice little, like, 9-hole chip and putt course that you pay $10 and you can play as long as you want. So that's actually, I did that a couple times, practice a short game.
So is this a place that you can just hit on your way home from work and spend 15 minutes just honing your game?
I could,
the season comes around?
Yeah, I could do that. It's definitely an option. Yeah, I thought they'd be open at least till like 4 o'clock today, but no. No dice. I guess it's not worth paying somebody to sit there and hand out tokens and pick the range if only three people play
wiffle ball on their computer. Computer. Probably not.
I'm sure they would be using this thing instead of the computer these days, but
yeah,
I get your point. How's golf? Is the everything in all the how am I trying to say this? Are there less people down there this year because of COVID or just
I think the Canadians are still banned.
Oh, because of the border, yeah. So
yeah, so I think the Canadians are.
But most of the snowboards must have come down, right?
Yeah. You saw the Rhode Island plate that I sent you the other day, right? Do you just laugh when you just get a random...
Especially a low number like that, because that's a classic Rhode Island thing.
Yeah, yeah, you don't trade in the low numbers.
Yeah, you need the low number.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot here. Like I said, like a lot of them still spend the holidays up there. So in the next few weeks, you're going to see a huge influx.
I just wonder if less people are going to go down because, like, oh, I can't do anything, but you can do. But if they're not comfortable doing stuff down there, you know what I mean?
I think it's just the opposite. You can do a lot of stuff and be distant. You can play golf and you can go to the beach.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas, like, you know, it's spreading like a wildfire inside people's houses. So,
yeah,
I think people just want to get the hell down here just so they can go for walks and get out of the house.
Yeah, that would be nice. I wouldn't mind that. Or it's not dark at 4:21
p.m. Is it still dark at 4:30?
Well, we're past the.
You're past that, day, but yeah, so
we're starting to. We'll gain like 2 minutes every day.
Because it's weird. We start gaining in like the second week of December. Where I know up north it's right around Christmas. Yeah, we started around like December 9th. We start going up again.
That doesn't make sense. It has to be shorter.
It makes no sense, but we're gaining. We've gained about 10 minutes already. Like our shortest.
I mean, the first day of winter is December 21st.
Yeah.
So that's when the shortest day is.
Yeah, but I think it might still be in the morning. I think we might be still losing.
Oh, you're losing time in the morning.
Morning. So that, yeah,
we still have the same amount of daylight.
I think we do, but like the shortest day we set at 5:36. Now we're right around 5:50, 5:52. So
okay, I see what you're saying. That's a huge difference. That's an hour and 20 minutes extra daylight.
First time I moved down here, and it was 5:36, twilight at around 10 minutes to six. That's huge because it's an hour 20 from what you guys have. Right.
Yeah.
It's psychologically, it's huge.
The mornings are darker though. That basically you just lose it at the front end, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Because I remember one time I was down in Disney. Yeah. And it was like 7:45 in October, and it was still pitch dark out.
Oh, I think you were doing your review.
Yeah, my walk around of
animation. Out of animation. Yeah, it was it was pitch dark. I watched that actually like a week ago, come to think of it.
That's a pretty good one, isn't it?
That is a good one, yep.
Is that on ours, or is that on the old one only?
No, I can throw it on the Oz.
Yeah, we should put it up on our YouTube page, YouTube.com. Search for WDW Beyond the Gates.
We had a nice cabin review, tour from Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, check that out, Christmas time cabin review. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week? So this one is from Clown Shoes Brewing, and it's the Pecan Pie Porter. I think I've had this before on the show, but I can't remember the last time. They are out of Boston, it says. And Windsor, Vermont. 8% alcohol, pecan pie porter. One sip, everybody knows the rules. It's got a nutty smell for the pecan. It's good. It's not sweet. I definitely taste the nuttiness to it. It's a good porter. I like this. One sip. I'll give it a 7.3. Not bad. I like it. It's a decent pour. I'm in my wheelhouse now with the porters and the stouts. I like those anyway. What do you got? You got a Coors?
It was on sale today, Pods.
I'm not used to this.
No, I know. It was on sale.
Feel like you're cheating on Anheuser-Busch?
Trying to be a little more frugal in the new year, Pods. So you get whatever's on special here.
There you go.
Coors Light, Silver Bullet.
And not like whatever's on special to a certain degree, you're not going to be like schlupping it with like the natural ice or anything anytime
soon. No.
Okay, so you'll stay with the main ones, be Miller, Coors, Budweiser.
I got Busch maybe about 10 years ago, and that was a nice surprise.
Yeah, you didn't mind it? See,
no.
Busch seems pretty crappy to me.
That's what my dad drank.
Oh, really?
I was going to say I grew up drinking Busch beer.
I mean, probably true.
He's a Busch Light guy. Oh, Bill drank the good stuff. You think I drank the good stuff?
Yeah, was it just all about cheap for him?
Oh, or he just liked Busch. Like, he liked the taste of it. Yeah.
See, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, again, it's the same thing. If you like it, you like it. I mean, I drink the Narragansett. That's one of the cheapest ones you can get. Narragansett Lager. I mean,
but when my buddies were in college, some of the stuff that they'd like have me buy them, like I'd buy my 12 pack of Bud Light.
Oh, and you're buying like beer. Isn't there one that was just called beer?
There was the generic one that they sold at Haxton's. It was in that white can with the black letters that just said beer.
Yeah. Like that must have been like $1.99 for a 30 rack back in the day.
Stroh's was really bad. I used to get 30 packs of Stroh's. Oh, those were bad. Like late night when I ran out, here, have a Stroh's. I'd be like, oh, you know, anything tastes good at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you run out and you drink something and you think it's bad, that's a bad sign, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's really bad.
I mean, PBR is not bad, but that used to be like a low end one.
Oh, Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Yeah, I don't mind PBR too much when I've had it. Yeah, but I think a 30 rack of Narragansett's like $19.99. So
is it really?
Yeah, it's pretty cheap. But that's my go-to. I could drink that all day. Anyway, is there anything else we should add here? You really threw me for a loop with the Coors Light.
I apologize, Parz. No, it's okay. Kept it off camera.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. But I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year.
All right, we are back from break. This is episode number 356 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And this week, I'm going to look ahead for the first time in, 9, 10 months? I'm going to look ahead to potentially...
start planning our gentleman's trip.
Well, we could plan that. We could talk about that. Yeah, okay. Gentleman's trip. Anything. I just want to. I want to be thinking about going somewhere in the next few months, or the next year, in this year, 2021, because here we are, and I need it to happen. I need to be in Florida at some point in this calendar year. Where are you putting my odds on that? That's going to be close to 100%.
That you're going to be down here this calendar year?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the good doc's already getting vaccinated, so you guys might be good to go soon.
Yeah, I mean, I would think by the summer, things are going to be pretty much...
And even if you don't get vaccinated, let's just still look at the odds. You got 50%, so you got a 50% less chance. I mean, I like the odds, Pods. I really do. I'm being cautiously optimistic right now.
I think I have a better than 50% chance, certainly, of getting down there this calendar year. I'd put it at like 75% right now.
75.
Yeah. So with that being said, I want to look ahead and think about what can happen. And this is an interesting year, because you're seeing some reports out there, or at least I'm seeing that people are saying, when this is over, is it going to be another like roaring 20s where people go out and do extravagant things and say, you know, this is finally over, now we can travel a little bit, celebrate, have a good time. Do I have like this in my back pocket where I can like double dip or triple dip on this year and say, well, we didn't do anything last year, it was miserable, let's do this, and this?
Yeah, I think for sure. Absolutely.
You think I have that in my pocket? There is the potential for that.
Yep.
So that being said, do I try to like make one long trip or do multiples? Spread it out a little bit.
I mean, it all depends. Do you want to just go one balls to the wall?
That's where I'm leaning right now, is just doing like a 2-week all out, stay in a deluxe for 5-6 nights, stay off property for the rest of the time.
Dirty to me.
That's where I'm leaning. Ooh, leaning that way.
That word that begins with a D.
Deluxe. Or maybe a rental. Maybe do a DVC rental. Mm-hmm. There could still be people looking to get out of that.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
get a little one bedroom action going where I can push the girls off somewhere. Or a two bedroom and get you to split it. You and Susie come up, take a room.
Yeah, we could slum. We'll do the regular studio bedroom, and then you have the.
Is that what that is for the two? Yeah,
Grand villa. You want to do? Let's do the grand villa. I think it's 2,600 square feet, which I think is fine for our two families.
I think we could manage that. 2,600.
It's got a media room. That media room is just
that messed you up, didn't it?
It's just so dumb.
I mean, how many points is that? Did they say when you were on the tour?
It's quite a bit because I know that the it's 80 a night for that beach cottage at Vero Beach.
Okay.
So which is the equivalent of about $800-900 bucks a night, which is a steal for that cottage.
That's not bad.
That's really not bad. No, because you saw videos of that, right?
Yeah, you showed me
that thing's gorgeous, isn't it?
It still has the roof deck and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. It's got three decks.
Maybe do that for the deluxe.
Ooh.
Do like off property near Disney.
Hey, don't tempt me because Kristen, we just want an excuse to do that and then do like a few days at Vero Beach.
That's what I'm thinking.
Ooh.
I do the off property thing.
Those are so hard to get though because it is so cultish out there that people grab these.
Yeah, so it's hard to. That's not coming up on the rental market too often, you're saying.
And every once in a while, you'll see it for like one night, which is perfect because I can't afford one night. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when it's eight or nine nights, $8,000. But when it's only one night, you're like, now it's even more interesting.
Right. You do two, three nights of that. If you split it a couple ways, you can definitely work that.
And then you sharpen the pencil and you get it on the Excel spreadsheet and you say, but we're going to cook in. That's where we're saving our money pods.
We'll buy the beers on the way.
I wouldn't even want to go out, to be honest. If you have that huge kitchen, I would just want to cook and like just sit outside on the deck.
Get some like swordfish fillets and grill them up or something. Some nice steaks. Do a surf and turf.
Watch the rowdy Atlantic Ocean corn waves come crashing in. Yeah, do just a
little cookout. A
little clam bake.
That roof deck sitting up there drinking Bud Lights all night on the roof.
I wonder
deck.
If we could even, what the rules are, if we could even like get the seaweed and just cook the clams out on the beach.
Do a little clam bake. Hey, there's anything for a price. That would be fantastic. Now, so because if you look at some of like the Verbos, by the way, I've started seeing commercials for VRBO and they pronounce it Verbo.
Oh, they are Verbos, huh?
Which I don't like. I like VRBO better.
Sounds much classier, don't you think?
I think so, yeah. Instead of grabbing a Verbo. But either way, get something like that, Airbnb or VRBO. Find something that's close to property. But you can get a palace for like next to nothing.
Oh, God, yeah.
They have those, like some of the people that like deck them all out with all like the princess rooms and the.
Yeah, they do it right.
I've seen some that sleep like 22. Have you looked into some of the bigger ones?
I haven't looked at like the mega huge ones.
Because then that's the other thing is I don't know if this summer is going to turn into a big, big family to do. And then we just extend ours by a week after it or something. Because I don't know, like if my sister and she wants to bring the kids for the first time in the summer, if my parents are going to want to go down, like if everyone gets vaccines and we're ready to go by that point. It could be all out. Do one of those mega houses that has like 23 bedrooms and 19 bathrooms. That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
See, that's the thing. Like, it's going to be hard to get my old man and my sisters on board with like not just being at the parks open to close all day.
Yeah.
But I think with the boys being, they'll only be a year old at that point. They're going to want something where they can relax and spread out a little. You don't want to be in Pop Century with 2 1-year-olds.
No.
You know, I love Pop Century. I'm not saying anything against Pop Century, but when we stayed there last year with the girls, it was, you know, Sarah and I and the two girls, it got small quick in that room. You know, the girls are sharing a bed. We're sharing a bed. The bed pulls up. So when you're trying to have breakfast, you got to take all their crap off the bed, put the bed into the wall and put the table down and grab your muffins from the food court or whatever. You don't want to be doing that with two.
Using your snack credits for breakfast parts.
You got it. Snack credits for breakfast. But that would be, wouldn't that be, like, would you rather, is that how you would play it? If you were in my shoes, would you rather stay off property while you're going to Disney and then do, like, Vero as your deluxe? Or do, like, Wilderness Live, which is my dream?
That's a hard one. Cause now, tell me who's all going. Is it the entire family?
I don't know yet. That's one of the main issues. If it's everybody, I think we'll do an off-property, one of the giant.
You got to do an off-property because, like you said, they like to go commando.
Right. But then you got to rent cars, though.
Yeah, but that's not a big expense.
I know, but you know how my old man is.
Yeah, that is true.
Nah, they just do everything for you. I'd rather stay at All Star Movie. Well, go ahead, you stay there. We'll all stay off property, and we'll meet you at Magic Kingdom at 8:30.
I mean, the money you save by staying in a Vrbo, you could rent like a freaking Lamborghini.
Rent
to
a
take
bus
to and from Epcot. No kid, and have somebody drive it for you.
Yeah, I mean it's a pain traveling kids with car seats when you rent a car because you got to bring the car seats.
I think it's a pain traveling regardless because when I stay on property, a lot of the times we use the Disney transportation,
right?
Because it's even more, and I got a car that's there,
right?
It's just, it is much more convenient using because I like the fact that they drop you off up front,
right up front, especially if you're on one of the Skyliner resorts.
You're right,
taking that thing in, you're right there. But yeah, I don't. I mean. You know my dream to stay Wilderness Lodge, one of those cabins. Those things, those got to be more than Vero, I would think.
Yeah, those are more. Yeah, we looked at those. Those are two and a half times what Vero is.
That would be hard to justify.
And I think Vero's a better. I think yeah, that cottage is so nice.
I gotta crunch some numbers. That would be pretty cool though. Going to Vero for a few days after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or before, even maybe do that first. I don't know. After might be better, kind of unwind.
After would be nice to unwind. You said the girls like the beach, right?
Yeah. You know, and like they probably have a pretty nice pool there too, right? You said
they got a really nice pool.
Yeah.
And I was watching another video. I guess in the afternoon they do like pool slide races.
Oh, that's cool.
So they basically like announce your name and then record your time. So they do slide races.
That's fun.
That would be cool. Like that, yeah. They got the miniature golf.
A little mini golf.
Activities.
Yeah. But everyone always says you need a vacation from your Disney vacation.
Right.
So what better than having 3 or 4 days at Vero after you spent a week at Disney?
Yeah.
Sounds like that'd be a pretty good way to unwind a little bit.
I'm gonna be on Dave's site and I'm gonna message you and be like, they got three nights pods in July.
That would be something. The problem with that, none of that stuff's refundable, right?
You can't back out of those. That's true. I don't think you can.
That makes it tough. Although, you know, that's not that. You're getting me all excited now.
And to be honest, if you bailed on me, we'd still use it.
You'd be pretty mad if I bailed on you with like a $2,700 tab, though.
Yeah, I would. But
that might be the end. We're not doing the podcast anymore because we're not on speaking terms. The cabins wouldn't be a bad choice for the girls and us.
That'd be very nice. Looking at a $10,000 vacation here, Parts.
Well, that's what I'm saying all out. I'm not doing both. That's like one or the other. I got to look.
See, for me, I like, it's hard to say because the only thing, airfare is a pain in the butt. Like, for me, I'd rather do a couple trips because I like to go up there as often as I can, but it takes me an hour and a half to get up there.
Right.
But if you're factoring in $600-$700 in airfare, and that's on a cheap side.
Right. Yeah, because
so you do it once, you do it twice, you know, that's.
And Sarah hates flying. So to get her on a plane twice in a year is not the easiest thing either.
And you're not a big fan of flying either.
I'm okay with it. I'm not a good flyer, but I don't mind doing it.
But you said your ears get messed up.
My ears get a little messed up. Yeah. So I'm not a good, I don't do well with flying, but I don't get anxious anymore. I used to get anxious, but I'm okay now.
Were you afraid of crashing?
No.
It was just purely just the way you felt when you flew?
Yeah. Like it was like just pain. Not the whole time, just on the takeoff and the.
It was that bad, huh?
Yeah. It's still bad. Coming in to Providence still is awful.
Really?
Quick descent into Providence, as you probably remember.
Now, do you ever get the, every once in a while, you ever get the sinuses where you hear it pop and you just hear,
No, I haven't gotten that.
I've gotten the ears in, like, you know, right between the eyes, where, like, you just try to pinch it.
No, I haven't gotten that, luckily. But, yeah, coming back into Providence, you have to, like, descend so quickly that it messes me up. Mm-hmm. Like, going into Orlando, you got a lot of time. They really take it in pretty easy there.
Yeah, they're starting to descend in Jacksonville.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's not as bad coming into there, but coming home, it always messes me up. Yeah, I'm thinking a nice 2 week in, like, maybe around my birthday in July would be good. But I don't know. I mean, I don't, again, but then if they're going to do the 50th stuff, are they going to wait until October and start doing, like, all the 50th anniversary stuff then?
I don't even know when they're going to do that. They might not even do it. Who knows?
Because then, you know, then I got to take Georgina out of school. I don't want to do that. Although, at this point, she hasn't been in school. Just throw in front of a computer while she's on Splash Mountain. That'll count, right? That's what they've been doing.
Yeah, that's right. That's, hey, as long as everybody gets paid, it's all good, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's something that I... Because now that the calendar's turned over, I'm going to start, like, firing up the ideas, the planning. Start sending texts to Sarah, like, what do you think of this? Like, look at this. Check. Start watching the YouTubes again.
And we could also, we could do as much planning or as little planning as we want and give our friend and hand it off to our friend up north.
Oh, I mean, I would still do that.
Absolutely.
Regardless, I like to be involved, but I don't mind giving a commission over. You know, that doesn't cost me any extra.
No.
Although the rental, you can't do it with the rentals though, right?
No, I don't think so. But they might be, I don't know. It's worth talking to her.
Yeah, I would definitely reach out. But I don't know. I even like, but I like doing the other Central Florida attractions too. Like, I want to do
we're gonna do Gatorland.
The girls are probably like Legoland. Maybe even SeaWorld, because they have the Sesame Street area there.
What about, do you want to do the Orlando Eye or not?
I did that with them.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. Was it worth it?
It's okay. It's fine. The girls are a little young for it, you know.
You know what else would be nice, especially if we do a Verbo, mm-hmm. is like spending an afternoon in Celebration, walking around downtown Celebration.
Oh, yeah, I never
grabbing some lunch there.
That's true. Yeah, I know. The girls liked when we went last time when we didn't do the parks. They liked the Crayola thing, which is at the Florida Mall right near the airport. They liked that. They always talk about wanting to go back to that. I still don't know if I do Universal. I don't think the girls would love that yet.
Did you see pictures of that park the other day?
How crowded it was?
Crowded, no masks.
Oh, yeah. It's getting to that point now where people just are giving up. Seems like Disney's doing a good job of keeping people, though, like their cast members vigilant on keeping people masked up. But it's getting to that point where I think a lot of people are just like the workers. I can't imagine the people at Universal want to keep telling people, oh, keep your mask on, keep your mask on, you know. Just so much fatigue with it.
Yeah, I know. It just cracks me up.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think Universal would be in the books, in the cards, rather, but maybe SeaWorld. I'd be interested in doing that.
Yeah, sure. I had last time I did that, I got a Shamu stuffed animal. That's how young I was, yeah.
Yeah, because like I said, they opened a whole big Sesame Street area at SeaWorld maybe last year at some point. And I think the girls would definitely like that. Definitely Gatorland, because that's something you do in like 3 hours, right? That's not an all-day ordeal, it sounds like.
Which SeaWorld?
No, Gatorland.
Yeah, Gatorland, yeah, probably just a few hours.
Which would be fine. That's something that you do and you go to the pool the rest of the day, wherever you're staying, you know what I mean? I don't know. I want to plan. Like, this might turn into a three-week trip. I got lots of vacation time, though, so this could happen. Now, the biggest question is, would I be able to convince the family to bring the sticks down and get out for a round or two?
Oh, yeah. You got to do that.
Especially if you guys are up there.
Yeah, well,
then, like, Susie can stay with with Sarah, and then we can go hit the link early, get out early.
Yeah, we'll go play the we'll go play whatever your favorite course is, or we could play. We could either play a Disney or play go play somewhere else.
Right,
we go up like to a, Orange County National, which I think is fantastic.
We get like that 6:30, 7 o'clock tea time back by lunch. They hit the pool all morning, then we go do something in the afternoon. I'd be down with that. A couple rounds of golf, that'd be beautiful. I don't know. I'm excited. But this is like the first time I've been excited about like looking forward to.
You have the itch, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Like I've been kind of like not thinking about it because it's been miserable to think about. Like there was nothing to look forward to. But I think just with, you know, with the vaccine coming out and the calendar flipping over and kind of looking ahead to the summer, there's a very realistic possibility that I'm going to be on an airplane at some point in 2021. Heading down for something, whether it's coming to hang out with you at your joint or going somewhere or going to Disney or not even going to Disney, but just doing a vacation.
Tons of options. I mean, like I said, you always have a place that doesn't cost you anything to stay.
Right, which is nice. And actually, Eugenia was asking about that the other day. She wanted to go see Rhodey again. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, Rhodey loves those little kids, Bill.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We were asking Eugenia Jr. if she remembered, and she didn't remember.
Good.
Because
he tackled her. He had that cone.
He took her out a few times with that.
Oh, thing. When she went running, and he thought that they were playing, and he just smoked her. And you could see it from like a half hour from when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
She said, this isn't ending well.
Yeah. But you know what? She didn't get hurt. She didn't care.
No.
I just remember her sharing her crackers with them. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because there was one that she didn't really, or what would she do? She would like eat whatever, like the peanut butter, and then give them the cracker.
Peanut butter sandwich crackers, and she'd open it, eat the peanut butter, throw the cracker on the floor.
Yeah.
And she loved it that he was eating them. That was perfect.
How old was she then?
She was only a year old.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Yeah. Because that was June, so she was, like 15, 16 months.
So she was just walking then, huh?
Mm-hmm. She started walking a little early, but she was probably only walking for a few months at that point.
Yeah.
She wasn't really talking much either. She didn't have
because she
of
still had that run where, like, a little brisk wind would knock her over.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why it didn't take much for Rhodey. Like, he'd nick her with his cone and just, boop, see you later.
Yeah, that was fun. I like going to that that aquarium we went to. What was that? The Moat
Aquarium.
Yeah.
And from my understand, I hear Tampa's like really, really good. Like one of the best in the country. Yeah.
A lot of good things to do down there, that's for sure. But see, this is the first time though I'm more excited about like doing more non Disney stuff. Like the Disney stuff is fine. Like I'll go to the parks, maybe do one day at each or something. But I'm not looking to do 8 days in the parks. Maybe 5 days on property, maybe six. So you have 2 days at the hotel and 1 day at each park, do all that stuff. And then have like a week off property going around doing other silly things or just relaxing, go to the pool. If Vero's in the books, then you just, you know, you do that. I mean, that whole resort is basically just about relaxing, right?
Oh, there's. And by the time next summer rolls around, the salon will be open because you can get massages. So they have that there.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I forgot you said about that. They have the spa and everything.
They do the movie that is beautiful. The location that they do, it's right on the grass behind the beach. So you can hear the waves and then watch a movie. Like, it's fantastic.
Trails and stuff to walk, you said?
Yes.
Yep. Tons of water sports, I assume, all that kind of stuff.
Would you do any of that?
What, like the parasailing and stuff?
I don't think they do that, but I know that the guy who rents the places, they do like the Sea-Doos. Would you do the Sea-Doos or no?
On the ocean? No. That makes me nervous. Yeah.
What, are you afraid of sharks?
No, I just don't know. Like, I just wouldn't be comfortable. I don't
think if you falling off and drowning or something?
Not even that, just like you lose control of it and it's just gone and you're just like the thing's just flying off and you're just stuck in the middle of the water. And you're like, okay, I'm swimming back.
No, I don't think you go out that far.
No. Yeah, I'm sure they don't let you just have free reign of it either. You know. So yeah, I mean, I would try it. Like, I'd be more willing to do it in like Bay Lake.
See, no, I'd be
the ocean.
I'm more afraid of alligators than I am the ocean.
Yeah, see, I don't think of the alligator, but yeah, the alligators are definitely worse. Now that you mention it, the animals don't scare. It's not. I'm not like afraid of being eaten by anything.
Yeah, you know what though? I am, because I'm afraid of sharks actually, and they in that area, just a little north of Vero, is like tons of sharks. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be happy to see one if I was like out there and all of a sudden I saw like a shark fin come by me swimming. I'd probably be a little nervous, but I don't like think about it. Same thing, like you said, you're afraid of like the plane crashing. I don't really worry about that. I know it's a possibility. I know it'd be bad if it happened.
I used to be worried about that when I was a kid too.
Yeah, that kind of stuff doesn't bother me because I don't have any control over it.
And I think the problem is that I don't have control. So like I think I'm worse of a driver when somebody else is driving.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Cause I don't know if you see that guy coming on your right.
Right. So you're like, hey, you see that, like
what's going on?
You grab that handle a lot more.
Oh, Susie does that. It drives me nuts. She's like, I call her Hilder all the time. I get 30 feet on somebody on I-75 and she's grabbing that. I said, thanks for slowing the car down. Well, we have so many domestics in the car.
Well, you can't just let it go though.
No, the driving to Fort Wilderness, the one, you know, I had Christmas music on, so I had to mute it.
Yeah,
because it would have been a copyright, and then put in the YouTube music that they let. So as soon as that bad boy comes on, we're taking the exit to get in celebration to head to Disney. And Kristen goes, did you ever learn that you're not supposed to accelerate in an on ramp? And I'm like, I'm not accelerating. And then it started from there. It started from there. Yep.
Imbue.
We will have the unedited version. Check for that on YouTube.com. Search for us at WDW. That'll get like 7,000 watches.
Yeah, right. You guys just arguing the whole time.
Oh, it's perfect.
That would be fantastic.
It would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so I'm looking for. I'm going to start. Well, maybe we'll talk about it again in maybe a month or two.
What is your deluxe on property, realistically? Because the cabins, I think, are out, don't you?
Fort Wilderness?
No, the ones at Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, those cabins, yeah. I mean, I would still be like Wilderness Lodge or Animal Kingdom Lodge would be my top two. I just love those resorts. I think Animal Kingdom would be better for the girls. There's a lot to do there for the kids, a lot of activities.
You can get some good deals on some two bedrooms up there too.
Yeah, so I would probably look there, and you know, Wilderness Lodge is way more expensive than Animal Kingdom Lodge, but that would be my number one. But that's more selfish for the whole family. I think Animal Kingdom is the way to go. But that like Beach Club, which is expensive, but that would be great. That's like best of both worlds because they would die for that pool.
Where's this?
Beach Club or Yacht Club?
Yeah.
You got Storm Along Bay, and then you get walking distance to Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
Look into the presidential suite parts.
Well, yeah, I can look into that. keep looking. Okay, have a good day.
Looking at
there it is. Yep. That was fantastic. I still can't believe that happened to you.
That's ridiculous, isn't that's it?
Craziest thing, isn't it? That was crazy.
Then the other crazy thing was that you were on Southwest Airlines looking at a flight. I was getting ready to pick you up in like 3.5 hours.
It was potential. I couldn't find anything good.
Could you imagine if there was just something on like stupid on Frontier, like 39 each way? And you're like, I got to do it.
I wouldn't even have to bring clothes. I could have just like put on two pair of underwear and been good.
Oh, you would have been fine. Yeah, it was just a weekend.
Right. I got to go. Where are you going? Florida. What? Don't worry about it. That would have been crazy. That day, just fly down. I'll be there in 3 hours and 50 minutes, Bill.
I told you about my buddies who went down there, right? We were at my friend's house drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you that story, right?
Yeah, because you thought they were joking and then they were gone, right?
Yeah, we're at my buddy's house hanging out drinking in his basement. I end up, you know, walking home. And the next day, like 2 in the afternoon, hey, Matt's on the phone. He's, hey, what's going on? He's like, guess where we are? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, jail? Like, what happened after I left your house? Oh, we're at Walt Disney World. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, like, we just kept drinking, and then we decided, hey, let's go somewhere. So we walked to Green.
Half in the bag at, like, 4:30 in the morning.
They walked to Green. They got, like, a flight. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing. One of the dumbest stories I've ever heard, isn't it?
Yes. Did they, like, bring a suitcase with them, or they just, like, went?
I think they might have just, like, thrown, like, a backpack, like, just done, like, a little carry-on, put a backpack, and just walked down Warwick Ave or Airport Road. My buddy lived off of Airport Road.
That is fantastic.
It's great being 21, though. I mean,
I couldn't even imagine doing that now. Like, you show up with no plans. Like, I mean, not now, obviously, with, like, coronavirus, but, like, 2 years ago, you do that. You wouldn't find a place to stay. You couldn't even get on property. I'd be like, yeah, we have a deluxe villa, the Grand Floridian, available for $6,300 a night. Would you like that? No, thank you. Because, like, you couldn't rent a car at that age. You just take a cab to, like, some crap.
Yeah, that's right. I was 25. Because every time I went down, we couldn't get a car. We had to get a cab. Because that was before the Express. So, yeah.
It's crazy. That would be fun, though, to do that.
What, just go on a whim?
Yeah, just, like, try to figure it out on 24-hour notice. Like, imagine, like, you called me.
That's a total Adam the Woo video.
Yeah, like, you called me one day and be like, hey, I bought you a ticket. Your plane leaves in 4 hours. You got to go. You got to come down. Where am I staying? No, you got to figure it out. Like, you do it on the way. Be on your phone on the plane trying to, like, make a reservation, rent a car or something.
It'd be a little reality show.
That would be crazy. That'd be fun. I wouldn't mind doing that. Worst places to be. All right. You got anything else you want to add here?
I got nothing.
Nothing? All right. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
All right, we are back for break. Episode 356 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast is in the books. We talked a little bit about potential plans for this year, and I'm just excited to be thinking about going back to Disney and Florida in general. No mention of the gentleman's trip. There is still potential for that.
That's the thing. And a Wanamoyset membership, or
I don't think the membership. I'm not beating that drum anymore. I'm done with the membership.
Newport thing. Country Club?
No. Newport would be nice. I don't think they'd take me, though. Yeah. I saw Pawtucket Country Club's dues, but they're about the same as Alpine. I don't know. It's still a lot for what you get. Like, because, like you said, it's only 7 months, really. You know, because I mean, I could have played golf today, but you're playing on temporary greens, things like that. You know, it's not the same. Still would have been nice to get out there for 9 holes or something, but I mean, that's the thing. Do I try to push this family trip to All Out and then I go back in another month and a half? I'm going to try to do the gentleman's trip and she's going to be give me the big money veto. Or do I do, like, a conservative trip and then kind of try to parlay it into the gentleman's trip?
I don't know how good your negotiating skills are.
I'm not a good – you. I think you know I'm not a good negotiator.
You're not a good negotiator.
I think I would
I think if I had to choose, I'd go balls to the walls and screw the gentleman's trip.
I think I have to. Because then I can, like, I could try to weasel my way into it and be like, we're just going to stay at your place. And then just, I don't know, though. That's still not going to work. I can't lie. I would get caught very easily when we go Facebook Live from our, like, Orange Lake Resort.
Just have to make sure that we're not on social media.
That would be also pretty suspicious.
That is true. You idiots are out there every, like, 14 minutes posting pictures of your steaks and your lobsters.
I mean, you could drive. You wouldn't want to drive up 3 days in a row, though. That would be miserable. Back and forth from your place.
It wouldn't be the worst, but no, definitely wouldn't be playing at 8 a.m.
No, exactly. Plus, you never know. You can hit random traffic and just miss your
tea totally time. Miss your tea time. Yeah. Yeah, because not like we're gonna leave 2 hours like before we have to leave.
Right. Yeah, you give yourself 45 minutes when you get there, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to look into that as well. I love the Orange Lake. That wouldn't be a bad option either for the family.
No, that's a great place.
We want the 3-bedroom for that price spread out. I mean, we only need a 2-bedroom with just us and the girls, but that's so close to property, too. That's a good one to do while you're doing parks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to add here, or you want to get things wrapped up?
I got to talk about hole-in-one pods.
Oh, yeah. I saw you posted a picture.
It's not even that. So I was talking. It's so funny how Facebook works. So there's this guy I'm friends with. I used to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
He wins every week on the Florida West Coast Tour. And a couple years ago, he shot 59. 59.
That's said it could have been.
And this is in a tournament. So he's legit. So I was talking to the assistant pro at Sarah Bay.
It's amazing that a guy like that's that good, is still like probably the 1,000th best player, and however you know what I mean.
Well, he can't get out of his own way. Like he was supposed to do the tour qualifier,
yeah,
and he was supposed to qualify in Atlanta because it's closer. Oh, he forgot and he signed up for Las Vegas. So him and his caddy had to drive to Las Vegas, and he's tired and this and that. He just makes poor decisions. But yeah. So I was talking to the assistant pro. I said, do you know XYZ? He goes, oh, yeah, he's a great player, blah, blah, blah. So then a separate conversation, I said, hey, you ever have a hole-in-one? He goes, no. He goes, never had one, never been close. I think it's pure luck, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, but the good players, you know, they can hit they can stiff it. Whereas, like, you know, hackers like me, if I'm on the green and I got a 15-footer for birdie, I'm happy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I go on to Facebook. I see this kid. He posts. He said, great way to start the new year. He said, hole in one, number 17. So a guy commented. He said, what course are you playing? What's number 17? It's his 17th hole in one. 17th hole in one. So right when I logged on to get your link, yeah, right? He said, well, he goes, I'm on a roll. My second one in 2 days. I'm like, oh my God, like that's stupid. Like 2 days in a row, 18 holes. Like, I don't know how many Tiger has, and I bet it's not even 18.
I think he has like 12 in tournament play.
Oh, does like, he really?
Yeah, he's got but yeah, you're right, though. Tiger Woods hole in one count. He says 20. Woods has a combined 20 hole in ones in the course of his lifetime. His first at the age of 6. Oh, so I was way off. 3 have come in PGA Tour competition. He made one on his first pro tournament.
The Greater
Milwaukee Open in 1996. He made a hole in one. Greater
Milwaukee Open. God, I remember that tournament.
Mm. So he has 20. Let's see. Who has the most hole in ones? Let's see if there's some. Norman Manley of California is perhaps the luckiest or most skillful golfer in the world with his record of a whopping 59 hole-in-ones. So there you go, whoever that is. Probably just some, like, dentist. I mean, you have to be good. It is luck, but...
But you still have to be good because I don't stiff them. Like, this kid probably stiffs everything.
Yeah, but he makes 8 birdies a round. We make 8 birdies a year.
Right.
So he's close, you know, on every par 3, he's going to hit the green 9 out of 10 times.
Right.
He's going to be within 10 feet 4 out of 10 times. And he's going to be within 2 feet, you know, 1 out of every 3 rounds or something.
Right.
So then eventually some of those are going to go in if you're right, that good.
Exactly. And I'm sure that, you know, when he's out there playing with his buddies, he's not playing 230-yard par threes. He's probably, you know, he's got gap wedge into everything.
Right. Yeah, it's a different game.
Yeah.
That is crazy, though. But then you saw one, though, right? You played with the guy who made one about a week ago?
Christmas Eve, me and my buddy John, we got hooked up with this kid who played he played football at Harvard, and he's a scratch golfer, and his brother's just, you know, he plays a few times a year. You know, typical, you know, went out, make, you know, birdie, triple, double, or, you know, or par, triple, double, bogey, par, like. So he hits one all over the stick on number 8. And he goes, I think it's long. And then he lifts up his arms, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe it was long, and he's pissed. He goes, I think it went in a hole. I said, hang on a second. I got my range finder so I could zoom in. I'm like, I don't see a ball. I said, and your ball was all over the pin. And we got up to the hole, and ball was in the hole. It was so cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I've seen a couple caddying, but I don't think I've ever played with somebody that's made one.
Anyway. And I told him, I said, I don't care that you're a freshman in college, kid. I said, you're buying the round. He just started laughing.
How'd you buy the insurance parts?
No insurance because he was a non-member. His brother's a member. But
That's funny.
Do you like Big Daddy?
What is that?
Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading a meme. He's talking about Rudy Gobert's $205 million contract.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not going to hate, but this should be an inspiration to all the little kids out there. You can average 11 points in the NBA. You can get $200 million. That's funny.
That's funny. That's got to be funny, though, for those guys. Like, Shaq, the best player at his time, he probably didn't make that his whole career. Oh. And these guys that are bums, not bums,
The NBA money is absolutely out of control, it's stupid. Right?
They're making $40 million, $43 million a year.
And if anything, you look at a guy like LeBron and you're like, I'm underpaid.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm getting a Supermax and this stiff next to me is only making $10 million less than me.
Yeah, you look at that. You look at LeBron and Gordon Hayward are making the same amount of money. You know? And you just pick where you want to go, too, in the NBA. It's like, I want to play with these guys, so I'm just going to go play for that team. And there's nothing you could do about it.
No, it's turned into a joke.
Yeah, unfortunately. Anyway, so let's wrap things up here.
All right, let's do it, Huts.
You know where to find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at WDWBTG. Subscribe on all the platforms where you find podcasts. Subscribe, leave us reviews. Go to YouTube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates. Our website, WDWBTG.com. Email the show, info@WDWBTG.com. Gary@WDWBTG.com and Mike@WDWBTG.com. Did I forget anything, sir?
I don't believe so. Did you say Instagram?
I did.
Yeah, so you covered everything.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and Happy New Year 2021. First episode in the books for my co-host, Mike. My name is Gary. Thank you so much for listening to episode number 356 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And we'll talk to you all again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MIC.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-I-C.